Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Clara is a studio of the performing arts, and they focus on arts education in Sacramento. In recent years, they have expanded to bring education programs to Sacramento County public schools with low arts access, as well as teaching artist programs for adults. Clara Executive Director Megan Weigand and Education Outreach Director Emily Danz, they join us with more on how the nonprofit is continuing to grow. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
So I'd love to start with just the beginning of Clara. Megan, when did Clara start in Sacramento?
So we opened in 2016, and what happened was Sacramento City Unified School District donated our building, our home, to be a home for the arts. And the price they asked us to pay for that gift was arts education donated back to Title I schools in Sac City Unified School District. So to be able to do that, we hired Emily, and we created an educational strategic plan to sort of make that gift as impactful as possible. And then from that initial gift, we've really blossomed. And now our education programs serve 100 classrooms a week. Plus, we have summer camps. Plus, we have student matinee series. We have a lot of different opportunities for specifically low arts access students in Sacramento to learn more about the performing arts.
And people can see Clara right in the heart of Midtown. Mm-hmm. It used to be the former Fremont School. It is a nicely sized property. And when you walk in, you have a lot of studios. What do you offer on site?
Absolutely. So we have Sacramento Ballet is probably our best well-known tenant. Capitol Stage does the rehearsal space there. The Alliance Francaise, Southside Unlimited, Sac Prep Music Academy, the McKeever School of Irish Dance. And most people these days know us as the home of Seasons Coffee Roasters.
A recent initiative is that Clara, the classroom, which is a virtual classroom, it has been growing. It's a virtual teaching classroom, and it goes directly into public school classrooms. How did this come about?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, we were offering teaching artist residencies where a teaching artist would go into classrooms and provide really high quality arts education during the school day. And when the pandemic happened, we wanted to create a virtual version of that. So it started in the pandemic, but has really grown now to be a resource for schools and teachers who don't have a live teaching artist who can come into their classroom. So especially in more rural communities where they may not have a pool of dance or theater or music teachers, they can use Clara Classroom as a way to deliver a very similar program through video lessons and resources that teachers and students can access.
What goes into the curriculum?
So Clara Classroom is focused on dance, music, and theater. There are five different dance genres that are included, as well as rhythm and drumming for music, and then improv-based theater to build community and connection. A lot of our programs have a social-emotional learning component, and as an outcome of the pandemic, we've really seen the need to address some of those challenges that students are facing in terms of socialization and communication skills with their peers. And so the content in Clara Classroom really addresses those needs as well.
How many schools or school districts do you touch? Is it just reserved to Sac City Unified? Because I think you go beyond that, correct?
We do. So during the pandemic, we were serving all 13 school districts in Sacramento County. We've now moved to El Dorado County, Yolo County, and it continues to expand. It's really a resource that can be used by any school in the country, really.
What kind of feedback have you received in, you know, the last 3 or 4 years that this has been rolled out and expanded?
It's really validated the outcomes that we know about in arts education. We hear from teachers that it is the thing that brings their kids to school. So if it's a day that they know that they're getting Clara Classroom, they see that the attendance rates are increasing on those days. It also is helping kids bring out qualities that may not be shown in some of their other academic subjects. So for some of the quieter kids or the students who are not engaging in their math or their science as much, they come to life in these arts classes. And so students are developing a confidence within themselves and a reason to come to school and feel successful.
Is anything offered like this elsewhere in the state? Was there, I don't know, a framework to build on?
There is an arts framework that goes along with our California Visual and Performing Arts Standards, and this touches on it. But our newest program that we're launching at Clara is actually Clara Curriculum, and that is directly informed by the California Arts Framework and our VAPA standards. And so that will be offered starting this fall for schools. We're piloting it in Sacramento County and then hoping to offer it statewide. And that is a sequential curriculum in dance, music, and theater, and it offers 30 weeks of lessons for grade levels TK through 6. And that does follow the framework, so it addresses every content standard that is required by California Ed Code. Students in elementary school all the way up through high school are required to receive arts education just like they are to receive writing and reading and math and science and social studies. They are also supposed to be getting music, visual arts, dance, theater, media arts. And so one of the things that we're trying to address with our curriculum is because we haven't had a lot of arts in our education level, there's not a lot of resources to support teachers. So this curriculum is really meant to be a guide for them and a tool to empower any teacher, not just arts teachers, but any elementary general education teacher to use this curriculum to teach really high quality dance, music, and theater.
As we know, arts education can fall on a hard consequence when it comes to funding from the state. And our Sacramento education reporter, Shrishi Pabha, last year reported on how Prop 28 funding, which passed in 2022 and was considered at that time a historic investment in arts education in California public schools, that was supposed to be a game changer. And I think maybe in some respects it was, but it also comes with its own challenges. How does Prop 28 impact what Clara does?
So Prop 28, the funding for Prop 28 started hitting the accounts of school districts and schools just this past February, so just recently. And so schools are really working as quickly as they can to develop a plan for how they are going to spend that money. And one of the gaps that Prop 28 has revealed is the need for resources, curriculum resources for teachers. It's one thing to ask to have this funding finally, but if we don't have credentialed teachers in these disciplines and we don't have resources for the general education credentialed teachers, it's going to be nearly impossible to fill this gap that we find. And so we're really hoping that this can serve school districts across the state of California in giving them the resources they need to build that foundational learning in the arts so that students then, as they get more experiences in middle school or high school, to join a band, to join their drama club, to join their dance company at their school, they have had that early childhood exposure and experience to get them excited to engage in that as they continue through school.
When you're talking about some of the dances that you offer part of the Clara classroom, I mean, Shrishti brought up some of the Indian dances that were being taught, and they are very skilled in a North Indian classical dance, Kathak. And I think that brings up a good opportunity when you are having a diverse range of arts curriculum. How do you ensure cultural accuracy and just of what's being taught so that it's taught properly to children?
Yeah, I'm so glad you bring up that point because it is one of the most important keystones for me in developing this resource. I think historically we have not brought arts education that reflects the diversity of the students that we serve. And historically, there have been a very limited amount of people throughout history who have been able to create that art. And that has really been changing as we become a more modern society. It's allowing more people within cultures to be the creators and the people blazing the trailblazers in the arts. And so our curriculum is really also built on making sure that the content that we are teaching to students is representative of the cultures that they come from. And so there are opportunities for the students to share about how dance or music or theater plays a role in their own social lives and in their own communities, and so that they can bring that into the classroom experience. But then we're also consulting with artists and culture bearers in various art forms to consult on the curriculum itself and provide feedback and insight on how we can make sure that that content is as authentic and appropriate as possible and broaden and diversify the arts that happens around our world, because it's such a great entry point to build curiosity about other people, other cultures, to build empathy about how different people exist in our world. So that is one of the key features that we're really trying to focus on in this.
Is that learning process an evolution as you're talking to people who are stakeholders in whatever that you're teaching?
It absolutely is. And I think it will continue to be. This curriculum, I'm hoping, will continue to become even richer and deeper in bringing in as many different cultural voices that we can. So, yes, we are at the beginning of that process and really are looking forward to meeting as many people as we can to contribute to this content.
How do you find qualified teaching artists for each curriculum?
In the past, we've always had to rely really locally here on the teaching artists we have to bring art physically in person to the students. But with the curriculum, we now have an opportunity to reach a really wide range of art experts throughout the country. And so we are in that process currently right now, reaching out to those consultants and using our existing network here locally in Sacramento to then say, okay, who do you know who is an expert in vernacular jazz dance, for example, or who do you know who's an expert in drumming from Ghana, and meeting with those people to come contribute. So a lot of it is through the network, this really close network of arts educators that we have through Clara.
Can you run through other classes that you're teaching?
Yeah. So in the curriculum, it focuses, you know, if we're looking at music, we have Israeli music, we have a lot of influence from Mexico. We have influences from Russia and Ukraine and India. Again, trying to look at, especially locally here, what is the diversity of the students that we have in Sacramento that we're serving, and how can we make sure that the art is highlighting the uniqueness of where they come from, and the uniqueness of our classrooms are filled with such a diverse range of students. And again, to build that curiosity and interest in each other for the peers and the students, that's one of our big goals.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for explaining all of that.
Sure.
And Megan, it's nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Megan Wygant is the executive director of Clara, a performing arts nonprofit in Midtown Sacramento, and Emily Danz is the education outreach director. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.